You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is Isaiah 54 and verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. We must understand the ways of God. Otherwise, you will have problem with God. And it is not because there's any problem with God. It is because you do not understand his ways. He said, behold, they shall surely gather together. Behold, they shall surely, surely. Sometimes, you know, you say to yourself, why should they even gather? Why couldn't God prevent them from gathering? But he said, they shall surely gather. You know why you don't have the strength and the faith to pray sometimes? When something happens to you, the fact that it had happened to you make you to lose faith. So if you have cancer, how would you have faith that God will heal you if God didn't prevent that cancer from coming to you in the first place? That is the way sometimes you think. You feel the fact that a problem had come means that there is no need calling upon God. Because if God was going to help, he would have prevented that problem from happening. This is God speaking. He said, behold, they shall surely gather together. That word surely, you can't prevent it. It means they will gather. He said, but not by me. It's not me. I'm not the one who is going to gather them together against you. I'm not trying to test you to do anything by gathering evil people around your life. That is not me. But they will gather, they will come. But here is his own assurance. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for thy sake. That means ultimately, that gathering will not defeat you. So don't lose faith when there is a gathering against you. Don't lose faith when the odd is against you. Don't lose faith when it looks like sickness and disease has hit you. This is what he said. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. For your sake, they are going to fall. That is the promise of God. He did not promise that they won't gather. He only promised they won't defeat you. He didn't promise you won't go through the waters. He has only promised that you are not going to get drowned. He didn't promise that you won't go through the fire. He has only promised that he will be with you even when you go through the fire. So you should have faith and courage to pray, knowing that the fact that challenges, troubles come is not an indication for you to give up, throw in the towel and say, all right, there's nothing else I can do. Just take over and defeat me. No. He has said it. He said, whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for your sake. For your sake. When you are in Christ Jesus, you can face all manner of challenges. But in the end, you will be victorious. The Bible says even our light affliction works for us far more eternal weight of glory. Our light afflictions. So, it doesn't matter what comes against you. It doesn't matter what gathers against you. Victory is assured for us in Christ Jesus. You know, brethren, we need to truly settle it that we stand on the ground of victory. We are not trying to look for victory. We are standing in victory that Jesus Christ has won already on the cross of Calvary. That's what we are standing on. They will gather. But they shall all fall for thy sake, says the Lord. I pray you will receive understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.